This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Raymond Village Board President Dennis Held. Denny, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
Very good, Tobin. Thanks a lot for having me down here.
And we are here to talk about the annual Raymond 4th of July Festival. It's hard to believe it's that time of year.
Isn't it really? It's fast approaching on us. You know, when you get done with Irish Days and you roll into the Montgomery County Fair, right now it's about time to get ready for the 4th of July.
And you're shaking things up this year because the celebration won't be on the 4th. It's July 1st through the 3rd.
Well, we thought what we'd do, we'd really hit her hard on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we'll rest up on the 4th. We thought that way we'd give everybody a chance to take the 4th off and spend time with their family and maybe make it convenient. And not only that, maybe we could clean up on the 4th and get everything tidy so we'll be done on the 5th and ready to open back up for business in the village.
All right, absolutely. And let's run over the agenda for the 4th of July celebration. And it starts on Friday, July 1st, and it starts early at 10 o'clock with a junior golf tournament.
Yeah, we always have a nice little crowd out the golf course. Our junior golfers, we don't want to slight them because we have an 18-hole golf outing for our men and for our women, so we don't want to slight the juniors. So we start off with a junior golf at 10 o'clock, and then that's out at the course, and then, of course, everything starts uptown that night with our Little Miss and Mr. Muscle at 6:30, followed along by the ever-popular Bossy Bingo. You know, get your Bossy tickets for $10 early, see where Bossy lands. And then we have Queen Introductions at 7:45 on the stage, and we're giving away bicycle raffles. We used to do that on armbands, but I think we're just registering this year, and you must be present to win. And then we're going to finish off that night with the Battle Creek Band. They're a real good band out of Shelbyville area, and they're going to come over and perform from 8:30 to 10:30, 11, somewhere along in there.
Okay, and let's move right along to Saturday, the 2nd. And to me, looking at the event scheduled here, it's more of an athletic day for the festival.
I think you're probably exactly right.
7:30, you start off with a 5K race.
Going to have a 5K race. This way, we're having it down at the KC Hall. There's more places to park down there. That's where they're going to start and finish. Where we've had some feedback from different runners and things that we've always tried to do it uptown, but it just seems like it's a bigger area down there, and we can get people in and off and not all the hustle and bustle of the downtown area. So they're going to organize, start, and finish all down at the KC Hall, and then we're going to stay down there and finish up down there at 9, and then we're going to have Arch Helicopters going to come in and land before we have our kids' games. They're going to come in and put a little demonstration on. They're going to land out at the park where the kids' games are, so if the kids want to come a little early and examine the Arch Helicopter and see what it looks like up close, that'd be a good time for them too. And then we're going to go into behind the Legion Hall. We're having our annual volleyball tournament, and we're going to have a little horse basketball tournament out at the park that day too, to kind of finish out things out at the park before we move uptown for that night's activities.
6:30, Kitty Parade.
Kitty Parade, we're going to have that, you know, on Saturday night, 6:30, followed up by, and then on the stage, we'll have high school cheerleaders do a little dance there, and like they always do. And then, of course, 7:30, Bossy Bingo, which is for the Raymond Harville Sports Association. And then the queen contestants are going to come back, the five queen contestants we have running, come back and do a little dance at 7:40. And then we have a comedian we're going to have on the stage at 7:45. And then we'll have a bike drawing at 8:30. And then Scrap Iron and Gold, which is a bluegrass gospel group. I believe it's out of Hillsboro. They're at the Montgomery County Fair this week, and they're going to be on our stage at Saturday night, July the 2nd.
And the comedian, Greg Strange, will be your musical comedian that night. That's a new twist for the festival.
Well, we've tried to get all kinds of variety and not be, you know, down to one style, this style, that style. Try to get a little bit for everybody that want to come and sit back and enjoy, and while they're eating a good fish sandwich or a pork burger or a pork chop, while right in the middle of Main Street.
And let's continue on, heading into Sunday, July 3rd. And let's see, it starts off at 11 o'clock with a tractor pull, garden tractor pull.
We have the Christian County Tractor Puller Associations come down and have their annual garden tractor pull in Raymond. And it sets up across from the firehouse, and we'll have food and drink over there for anybody that wants to. And then you can also, if you want to check that out, and come over behind the Legion grounds and do a washer tournament at 12:30. What they do is it's a blind draw. You don't bring your own partner, and so it doesn't matter if you want to show up by yourself, you got a partner, or if you got a whole family, you can come in there and each one of you can sign up. They blind draw you and put you together, so it really makes it nice to where you're not committed to one partner, or you're not, you know, it's not, you're not getting into a loaded up team or anything like that.
And then of course Sunday evening, probably one of the better parades takes place.
Well, I'd certainly like to hope so. We're gonna, you know, start off at 5 o'clock on Sunday night, and you know, we'd have all kinds of things going on there. And I think there's something that we haven't talked about, and I don't know if it's in the book, but I believe the National Guard's bringing their rock climbing wall down on Friday night. I believe it's going to be down on Friday night. It's supposed to be scheduled for down here, and I don't believe it's in the book, but I'm sorry to get off track here a little bit.
Fine.
But I just happened to think about that. But then pretty much that night we'll stay on the stage. We'll have the parade winners, a seatbelt simulator demonstration. We'll have Deal or No Deal at 6:30. We'll have the Bossy Bingo, and we got a new person that's going to sponsor the Sunday night event, which is Panhandle Education Foundation. We're also going to have a Zumba. The girls in town are going to have a Zumba class on stage. And then the Park District always has Plinko for the Park District, and it's just like Blinko on for when they have the Price is Right,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. They got a great big board that they do to win money, so you buy a ticket from them, and we'll finish up and have a bike drawing, and then we'll crown our queen at somewhere around 9:15. We'll do the coronation ceremonies, which hopefully ends up close to 10 o'clock so we can have the fireworks. But we generally start the fireworks right about 15 minutes after the queen is announced.
And I was going to mention that Deal or No Deal and Plinko, that's something that the Raymond 4th of July celebration is always known for, these little game shows to get the crowd active and to bring more entertainment to the festival.
Well, we've always been built on hometown game shows that get people involved from hometown and give a little bit of money back, and give a little bit of money back to them so they could spend it there in town and have fun and see their other people, and you kind of laugh and make fun of them and kind of encourage them on to take the money and to keep going more and try to win more money. And it just makes it a lot more a better festival when you got people from town there that participate in it, and it's really fun to watch them.
Anyone coming up for the Raymond Festival, July either 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, what would be one thing that they would have to get?
Well, I would think they'd want to get a fish sandwich, or they'd have to get a pork chop or a pork burger. I don't think they'd want to go home without one.
Okay. Because every festival has that little niche where you have to have one of these. I mean, because it's a mainstay. Denny, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Best of luck on this year's 4th of July celebration, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in downtown Raymond. It's hard to believe it's fast approaching.
No, that's right. Thanks a lot for all the time and effort that WSMI gives us. But just remember, on the 4th of July, we're going to be at home and enjoying the 4th of July. So try to remember to come up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and take the 4th off.
All right, Denny, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Raymond Village Board President Dennis Held. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.